Yeah, we will be talking tonight in the Sugya of Kiddushin Daf Nun about Dvorim Shebelev. Is Dvorim Shebelev Dvorim or not? Meaning, usually everything we do and every chalos, every new thing we make, or every words, everything that's mechayev us, that makes us do things, that means, let's say, a neder, a nazirus, a kinyan, everything we do with our mouth, we talk, we say what we want, or we do a maise. The question is, if a person in his mind, in his heart, meant otherwise than what it looks like when he was talking, does that have an impact on what he said and did, or we don't look at that part, we only say what we see is what counts, and what he had in his heart and his mind doesn't count. The Gemara starts off with a maise. A person that was memtes on the base, a person that was sold all his karkos, today he wanted to make aliyah, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he sold all his karkos, and his mind, he thought to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim learned that he had also mentioned it before, not while he was making the deal, the sale, but before that, he had mentioned that he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to make a moving sale. Except that what he was selling wasn't the moving things, it was the things that stay in place. It's the karkos. Rashi says, Nenichse Mikarki. And the Rosh is Masbir. Why Rashi says Mikarki, not Metaltelin? So the Rosh says, because a person might sell all his Metaltelin also, even though he won't go to Eretz Yisrael. That could happen. But a person is not going to sell all his karkos, that is ikar parnosas from karka. He grows things or he sells things that grow there. He needs a house. So it can't be that a person would really sell all his nechosim to stay here. It's for sure because he wants to move. If he doesn't move, then we say it's a umdana. We say that he really meant it only on the case, on the tzad that he will move. And if he doesn't move, he wants to be mevato the mekach. That's why Rashi says mekarki. While he was selling it, he didn't mention that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So we have a suffix. That means, Rashi says, if he would mention, he didn't say that he's going, that he's selling it al das to go up to Eretz Yisrael. If Bishas Mechira, he would be Mefarish and say that he's selling it, Aldas, to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, it wouldn't be a Mechira. That means because he didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't materialize his Rotzon to go up. He didn't go up. So Memele, it wouldn't be a Mechira. It would be Mevato the Mechira. He didn't sell it. Aldas that will live here without karkos. So Rashi is moist. Rashi could have said that if you said Bishas Meis that he's selling it because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So if he didn't go, it's not a mechira. Rashi is moist and he says karka. You have to add on this svora that we say that he wouldn't stay here without karkos, which means without that, even though he mentioned that he's selling it because he's moving, but still we would be able to say that once he's selling it, he really means to sell it. His idea started out because he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, but once he's selling it, he's just selling it without any idea of getting it back. The Rashi says we have a umdana. Even if he mentioned it, we still need the umdana that a person is not going to sell it without karkos. He's not going to stay here without karkos. So he didn't say anything, he didn't mention anything, and then he didn't move. Omarove avidvorim shebelev. He was nenas and he didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Omarov avidvorim shebelev. It's decisions of his heart. It's words in his heart. That means it's not something that he said. It's something that he thought in his mind. Dvorim shebelev enom dvorim. It's not called dvorim. That means that he wants to be mevato the mechira because of his dvorim shebelev, that in his mind he thought that only if he goes to Eretz Yisrael. And if he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't want to sell it. So with this idea of his mind, he wants to be mevato the mechira that he did bepoel. So we say, no, dvarim shebelev enom dvarim, and we only do as we saw what he did, not what we think he wants. Then the Gemara says, "Menole l'rove ho." How does Rove know that dvorim shebelev einam dvorim? That it says in the posik that a person adam kiakrim can call him Hashem, and it says zohar tomim yakrivenu, and then it says an extra posik that it says zohar tomim yakrivenu, and it says yakri voice lifnei el moed, so it's an extra words. So we say melamed shekoyfe noisei, where koyfeim lekayim divrei nidro. He made a neder, a oil or a shlomim to bring a korban. So we say he has to be mekayim his neder. Melamed shekoyfe noisei, where koyfeim to bring his korban. Yochel be'al kochoi, talmud loy mal yotzoinai. We would think that we're koyfeim and we force him to bring it even if he doesn't want. Talmud loy mal yotzoinai, he has to want. So how could we force him that he should want? Okay, tzad koyfeim noisei ad shiyoy mal yotzoinai. We're koyfeim, we force him, we urge him on to bring the korban, and he should say, roitzani, that I want the korban. So the raya is, so v'amai ho belibe loy nichale. Why do we accept this korban when we forced him to say roitzani, but we know that he doesn't want it? We had to force him. So when he says roitzani, really in his mind he thought that not. Elolav mishum damrin on dvorim shebelev en on dvorim. We only go according to what he said. He said that he roitzani, so we bring the korban. But what he had in mind that he didn't want it, that's called dvorim shebelev en on dvorim. So it's a riot to Rava, that's where Rava took his din from, that Einam Dvorim. The Gemara says, V'dilme shayni osam dan ansadi dinichle bekapora. Maybe over by a korban is different. Every time we say Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim. And if he didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, he could be Mevato the Mechira al yedei what he had in mind. But by a korban, we should say Dvorim Shebelev, what he really meant not to bring the korban, so that we say, we say, really, he really wants the kapora. So even by Ola Shlomim, that's a nether, and over that's not really a kapora, but it means to be mekayim is mitzvah of the nether. So the Pashtus, they learn here that what he didn't want to do is to be makriv the korban. But the korban is there. So the shaila was that there's a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Erchin and Bechayvei Chatois Vashomis. You're not memashkin and Oilus and Shlomim. We are memashkin. Memashkin means that we take a mashkin, we force him, we make him bring the korban in any case. So the shaila is, the shaila is that your memashkin, it means that you make him bring the korban, that he has to bring it, even though it's without kfiya, but we need that he should say roitzani. So be'emes, I'm not sure what the Gemara here means. The Gemara says yakri voisoi, to be mekayim is divrei nidroi. If it was a neder that he said orei olai, so maybe it's talking, the Gemara might be talking that he didn't be makdish the korban at all. So he might be talking even to be makdish it, that he should say areze oilo. Also, we need to be koyfe machiyema roitzani, that he should be mekayim his neder to say areze oilo. It's not dafka. Once he has the korban, they learned that once he has the korban is in his house just to bring it, and he should have a rotzen for the kapora. But it could be that we're talking even legabi to be makdish the korban. Areze oilo, also you need that it should bring the tzoyne. And it's interesting also that our Gemara is mashma, that bepashtes, what it says, so we would say that bemes belev, he doesn't want it. But we kofim him to say roitzani, so that's bepe, said that he wants it. So the pashtes would be that Belev, he really doesn't want it, until the Gemara said, because nichele bekapora. But the Gemara in Babi Basra, which we'll soon see the Rashba talks about, the Gemara in Babi Basra wanted to bring a raya, that Ravuna said, tal yuha v'zovin zvine zvine, if you force a person to sell something, so it is called a mechira, and the Gemara says, because agav unse, that you force him, and he wants to get out of the force, and he's also receiving money for his mechira, so zvine zvine, it's called a mechira. So the Gemara wanted to say, how does Ravuna know it? So one svara the Gemara said, because every time a person sells something, yochid doesn't mean a wholesaler, the yochid that he sells something really didn't want to sell it. He's selling it because he doesn't have money. So Agavun said, this is really, he would want not to sell it. But he's selling it because he's forced, because he doesn't have parmosa, he doesn't have money. So, and even so you say that his mechira is a good mechira. So you see that Taliyu of Zovin is Vine is Vini. Emes, it's a little bit schwer, because the Gemara says always that if a goy forces a person to be over Avera and is Yorik Valyavor, but he wasn't Nerak, it's called the Onus. If he was Mekayim what the goy said, he was over on Ritzicha, let's say, or whatever, the Avodah Zorah, so he's not Nerak, the Rambam says, because he's Onus. But Misrapin, if he's sick and he was Nisrapin, Bisuri Ano, so he is chayav on whatever iser. He's also to be misrape, bisurian, or bavoy dezor. He's also to be misrape, and it was misrape, so he gets the oinish of that avera. And it's a big pilpul. Why there's a chilik between misrape and that balkoponim? There's a chilik between if somebody forces you from the outside to do it, and if he himself does it. But Ben the Gemara also says, v'dil meshani unse denafshe mi unse dachrini. Unse dachrini, if somebody else forces you, so it could be Taliyu of Zovin, Zvine, Zvini, because somebody's forcing you to do it. But if he himself is forced to do it because he doesn't have a parnasa, that's not called the oines. So it's no raya from there. That means that's called like a rotzen. But but what a person forces you to do it, that we still don't know, what Rav Huna says. Then the Gemara says, Elo k'den Bobe Basa. The Gemara says, k'den Tanya, yakri voisoi, because it says before that, Zohar Tomi Yakrivenu. And we could say El Pesach or El Moed, and it says Yakri Voisei again, Yakri Voisei, Melamed Shekofi Noisei. Yochel Be'al Kochet Amle Malotzoni, Akeitzad Kofi Noisei, Atchim Aroitzani. So what's the Raya? So the Rashbam says, Al Meheche, the Kofi Noisei, Adom, Al Mitoi Chisuri, Roitzani, Karina Be'leotzoni, the Goma B'libo Ilakriv. So here the Gemara says that Be'pashtis, when you're koyfei matchiyim aroitzani, so he really is gomar beliboy, and it's the rotzoyne, he really wants to do it. So we brought a riot to Taliyu of Zovin, Zvine, Zvini. So here the pashta says, the muskal rishon would be that koyfei matchiyim aroitzani, that really wants it. And there's no dvarim shebeleva filu. And here the Gemara Bayas says that the muskal rishon is that bemis, there still is dvarim shebelev, but in on the other hand, he has dvarim shebepeh, that he said that he's roitzani. Okay? But we'll get back to this Gemara later. A koponim, the pashtus of the Gemara is not the same. That the first idea with koyvinasi acheroi maroitzani, the Bobe Basa is mashma that he really wants it, and in Kiddushin is mashma that he might not really want it, he's only saying it because he's forced to do it. A koponim, the Gemara said that it's no riot to Rava, because Bemis is nichalei bekapora. Once we're forcing him, koyvinasi, so he already wants it, because he wants the kapara, so even Beliba he wants to do it. Then the Gemara brings a raya from Gitei Noshim. Sometimes the Rabbonim are mechayev to give a get, and Koyfi Noisei Hashem Aroitzani, he doesn't want to do it Beliba, so we see Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lishmoya Divrei Chachomim. So the Islon Achzuke, so Rashi says, interesting Loshim. Islon, so by kapara he didn't have to say, because we know he wants a kapara. Here we have to see, why does he beg? He didn't want to listen to the Chachomim. We had to force him. Islon lachzuke bechezkas mekayim mitzvah, v'gomar b'libo lekayim divrei bezdin. He's bechezkas that he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, even though before he wasn't. He didn't want to do it. But we forced him, so he goes back to his chazok. He really wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, and he wants to, v'gomar b'libo, he really wants to be mekayim divrei Chachomim, so there's no dvarim shebelev. Then the Gemara brings a raya from the husband, that he gives Kiddushin, the Baal gives Kiddushin, and he thought that she's a Kanis, really she's a Leviya, so she's Mekudeshes. Why Mipnish Leitatu? He didn't say it beforeish. I, Belibo, he wants that she should be a Kanis, and really she's a Leviya, so we see Dvorim Shebelev, Enam Dvorim. And then the Gemara brings a riot from the Sefer, that the Gemara says that he made a Tanai, and the Tanai didn't come out. So he says, "Bekulam afal pishom ro belibi oyel iskadosh lo." Even though he made it tonight, but really she wanted the kiddushin. Afal bikein enam kudeshes. She said, "Belibi oyel iskadosh." So why do we say it's not kiddushin? But she wanted kiddushin because dvorim shebelev is kiddushin. Bemis, this is very shver, because nosan huva omro, he is not good, and he made it tonight. He said it tonight. Let's say he said it tonight that she's a kohanis, and she's a Leviya, so we say that she really wanted the Kiddushin, so it should be Kiddushin because Dvorim Shebelev Avi Dvorim. But that would be like Omra, he didn't say it, he said it tonight. So how would she come with her Dvorim Shebelev and say something that he didn't want? Rashi says, as the Gemara answers, Kivin Dasnie, Lav Kol Kemino, Dakele Litnoi. He made it tonight, so it's not up to her to be Mevatel Litnoi. Rashi says, Shepirish Tnoi Bepiv, Lav Kol Kemino, the Mechal Tnoi Bedvorim Shebelev. She should have told him, be Mekadesh without it tonight. Since she didn't say it, so her Dvarim Shebelev, that she's masking to do the Kiddushin without it tonight, is not enough to be Mevatel his Kiddushin with it tonight, because she should have been Moichet. Rashi says that he made the tonight bepeh, Lav Kol Kemino Lemekar Bedvarim Shebelev. Means if she would be Moichet bepeh, so it's mashma would help, even though maybe he didn't answer. It's not mashma that he answered, just like by Dvarim Shebelev, he didn't know that she meant that. But she could be oikar with her Dvarim. And has to have a pshat, because how could she be a shutif in how the Kiddushin would be? She could be oikar with her Dvarim the Tanai. Then the Gemara brings a raya from, there was a uvda be'er abchiyah, and they came to Rav Huna. It's important to say that this is Rav Huna, because we're going to get back to Rav Huna and Bobi Basra. Rav Huna brought a raya from Oymar Lishluchei Tzehovi Liminachloinu Minad Luskima. There was money on the windowsill of somebody's, in somebody's house. And there was chulin there. He thought it was chulin, and really it was Mois Hektish. He told the shliach to bring money from the chaloin. He thought it was chulin. Really, it was Hektish. So he's a shliach to do Me'ile, and by Me'ile there's a yesh shliach le'dvar avere. So the Eviloi did his shlichus. Afal bishomal balabais loyoyo libi libi elo alze, kiven sheviloi mize balabais moal. The balabais was moal, even though the balabais comes and says he really meant something else, he didn't mean what he really told the shliach. Loyal belibi mikize elo mikize balabais moal, because the shliach did his shlichus, and the shliach that did his shlichus by meile, so it is called shlichus. And we say yeshlech dvaravera, the balabai says more not the shlech. Vamai, hokoma belibi, said belibi didn't want it. Vavale, so Rashi says vavale loy also shlichusoi. Beliba, he wanted a different keys, and he did what the balabai said. It's called loy also shlichusoi. It also needs a pshat. How's it called? He did it shlichus. He did it for the balabai. Elolav mishum damrin advoim shebelev enon dvoim. We have to, so we say, because Dvorim Shebelev of the Balabais, that he said, Lo yoya belibi mize elo mize, that's a Dvorim Shebelev, and Dvorim Shebelev is Einon Dvorim. So Memele, it's still the Shlichus of the Shliach, and the Balabais is more. So here also we need to understand, even if we said Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim, let's say it is Dvorim, but it's Dvorim Shebemachshova. A machshava can't be mevatel dvorim. Like we have a Gemara in Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes, only if we're machalik, then maybe meila is different. But the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes says on the bottom, it's machalik Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if osi dibur mevatel dibur, when the Baal gave kiddushin lacha lamed, and she came and she said she's chozroba, she doesn't want it. So she has a dibur against his dibur. So we say, it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if a dibur could be mevatel a dibur. And we have to understand that here in the Gemara we said before with the Tnai, that if Dvorim Shebelev would be Dvorim, she could be mevatel as Tnai. If she would say it, it would be mevatel as Tnai. But Dvorim is not mevatel Dvorim. So you have to be mechalek, maybe b'shas mais of the Kiddushin, maybe she could do it. But here we're talking by Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that he already gave Kiddushin. So it's a dibur, maybe it's a stronger dibur, this be maise, so it's not mevatel. That the Gemara says that Shainin is sinas mois li'adishov, he already gave the mois, so it's a stronger mois. Here the Gemara says, Reish Lakish yes to Rabbi Yochanan, kol hakelim yodin le'idei tumoson b'machshova, ve'inoylin le'idei tumoson elo b'shinui mois. That means to make a kli into a kli that it should have a shem kli. So even b'machshova, he thought that this piece of leather should be the way it is, a tablecloth or whatever it is, that we don't need to have extra work done to it, so it's already called a kli. But ein oilin midei tumoson elo b'shinui maise. So we see a maise is moitzi miad maise miad machshova. But machshova is ein a moitzi miad maise. V'loi miad machshova. So the shaila is, how would we say here that if dvorim shebelev is dvorim, so the balabais that he told him to take min achaloin, And then he said, lo yaya b'libi mizeh lo mizeh, that he really wanted from somewhere else. So we say that Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim, and the Shliach is called Loi Oso Shlichusai, because the Baal HaBayis was Mevato is Shlichus. But it's Machshova, Lechura Machshova can't be Mevato Lamaise. So, that's a Kasha. So, getting back to our Inyan of Dvarim Shebelev. The Rashba asks, like this. The Gemara said a raya from kofin on a carbon or from a get, and we say shani osam denichle bekapo. So yes, kasheli. Amaylo yamrinam v'dil meshani osam agavunzei gomor umakni. Da'u taime denichle bekapo. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that. The Gemara answers. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Ravuna that al yuav zovin, you force a person to sell something and he's getting money for it, is a mechira. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya because kovin is atchem aroitzani. So you see that kfiat tal yuav zovin, and he brought the carbon, so it is a carbon. So Gemara answers that's only because nichle b'kapor abemis, we could say not like Ravuna tal yuav zovin, it's not a mechira. But why by a carbon it is a kfiat and it helps what he said roitzani? Because over there, it's nichele b'kapor. So that we only said, not like Ravuna. But we hold like Ravuna. And Ravuna said, tal yuav zovin is vine is vini. So also by Eretz Yisrael, when we said, dvorim shebelev, avol Ravuna, that we say, o agavunse gomo umakni. So we hold, and we hold like Ravuna. So it is called a kinyan. So by our Gemara also, why do we have to say, because dvorim shebelev enum, why do we have to say, because nichele b'kapore, the Gemara answered nichele b'kapore by the carbon, the Gemara could have said, like Ravuna, the Ravuna says, that tal yuav zovin zvine zvine, so maybe the carbon is good, even if dvarim shebelev are dvarim, and he would have said that he would have wanted there shouldn't be a carbon, but tal yuav zovin, he really wanted to give the carbon. V'yeshleima, so he has two terutzim. One, is enochanami, we could have said, that Kofinus Hachem Aroitzani is helps because of Ravuna. That we hold the Aloch Ravuna that Tal Yuav Zovin Zvine Zvine. So Memela, if we forced him for a carbon, it's called a Mechira. But the Gemara answered, Nichle Bikapora, because over there the Gemara said also that there is Nichle Bikapora, so we say it here also. This also needs a Hezber. How would we have said that Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim? And our Sugi held that he still has Dvarim Shebelev, that he really doesn't want the carbon. And we'll say like Ravuna, that Tal Yuav Zovin Zvine Zvine, and we'll say that he doesn't want it Belev. So it's not like our Sugya. The Rashba is a little schwer, because our Sugya really is not the exact same thing like that Sugya, like we said before. Our Sugya holds that even if he said Roitzani, there still is a Dvarim Shebelev that he doesn't want it. So it wouldn't be matim, we wouldn't be able to say that tal yuav zovin zvine zvine. Then we would have to say that there isn't any dvarim shebelev bichlal. And the Rashba is saying that there is a dvarim shebelev. The only shal is if it is dvarim or not, and it's totally in tal yuav zovin. It doesn't. It's hard to understand how the Rashba said that. That's the first teretz. And the second teretz, the Rashba says, inami taime denichle bekapora aviikel afilu laravuna. Even like Ravuna, that he says tal yuav zovin zvine zvine. In Baba Basra, and the Gemara asked, wanted to bring a raya to Ravuna. And the Gemara says, Nichle b'kapora, and that's without Ravuna. They, even if we don't hold like Ravuna, but Nichle b'kapora is a carbon. So he says, even Ravuna needs the time of Nichle b'kapora. Nilavochi, afilu Ravuna lekarina b'leotzoine. Because Ravuna said, tal yuav zovin, only if you forced him to sell. I mean, he's getting money. But here, it's tal yuav v'yoiv. He's just bringing a carbon. He's not getting anything for it. So how is it doimet to Ravuna? So you have to say, because nichle b'kapora. So nichle b'kapora is like he's getting back. He's selling, he's giving the carbon to the Beis HaMikdosh, and he's getting back a kapora. So memela, even Ravuna has to hold nichle b'kapora. Only what did we say? What's the pshat in the Gemara there, that the Gemara brought a riot to Ravuna? V'osam, elo t'chashvino le kizvini mishum kapora d'isli. What I'm going to know some non le ravuna ho, deal me shine yosem nichle bekapora, lav le meme de ravuna belavochi kosher. Ravuna also needs to say that it's because nichalei bekapora. But the Ravuna, we would say that nichalei bekapora is the same darge of taliu of zovin of getting the money. And then the Gemara answered that nichalei bekapora is much more. Even if you say taliu of zovin and is getting money, is not a mechira that he doesn't want it. But the kapora that a person wants is even more. Their taliu of zovin, the taliu of zovin of a korban is more because nichalei bekapora is a stronger. He gets feedback. He gets more than it's a bigger darge of rotzon of getting back than by the taliu of zovin of stama mechira. Yeah. That's that part of the Rashba. Then the Rashba is another kasha. The Rashba is v'chati kashili. Amay lo yoliv mitalu of zovin zvine zvini. Alme dvorim shebelev eno dvorim. Rav himself paskin and Bobe Basra at the end that Ilcha said that talu of zovin zvine zvini like Ravuna. So in our Gemara also we could have said that he was forced to sell it because he's going up to Eretz Yisrael. So memele talu of zovin zvine zvini. Why should we say that he's still thinking that if he doesn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't want it? Why? What do we have to say? Because Dvorim Shebelev ain't on Dvorim. Let's say Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim. But once he had the urge, he had the force or whatever, he had the chrech to sell it, so Zvine Zvine. So it's without Rava. V'yishloim adosam shayni, da'agav unsei v'zuzi gomar umakne, v'lo shaykhe bo klau. Over there, it's agav unsei v'zuzi. So, Memele, he has his force, the Ines, that he wants to get out of the Echreach, and also he's getting back Zuzi, so he's Makne. V'teid alachot do Ravuna gufe is more de Shmaitze, he's not toiling that time. Ravuna himself in our Sugin Dafnun and Kedushin, he brought the Raya from Me'ila to say about this Dvorim Shebelev. He could have brought from his own din. His own din was Talyu Bezovin, Ella that it doesn't have a Sheikhes. Because but when he sells to Eretz Yisrael, there isn't agav unse vezuzi. Why isn't there agav unse vezuzi? So it could be, it's not clear, but he does have unse vezuzi. He has the unse that he's going to Eretz Yisrael and he's getting the money for the karka that he's selling. So maybe the pshat is the Rashba, maybe it means doime to what the Gemara itself says in Bobe Basra. When the Gemara wanted to say that every mechira that a person sells, Bemsi doesn't want to do it. Only does it because aga avunse. So memele tell you of his ovin zvine zvine. So here also, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's his own earnest. His own earnest, maybe it's not called tell you of his ovin. It's not, that means that echreach, that oines is not such a big oines. So memele, that wouldn't be enough of a oines to say that Talyu of Zovin Zvine Zvini, so you have to come on to say that Dvorim Shebelev ain't on Dvorim. Then he brings that the Rashba, I'm still in the Rashba, the Rashba says that the halacha we say dvorim shebelev einon dvorim. Ikshar Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran also brings it, we'll soon see. Ikshar Rabbeinu Tam, meod etnan maseches trumes. Niskaven lo imar oyle vorma shlomim, he made a mistake, he was going to say oyle, and he said shlomim, so it's not chal, the hektish that he said. So why do we say, he wanted to say oyle, but he said shlomim, so let's say dvorim shebelev einon dvorim, that's Rabbeinu Tam's kash. So Rabbeinu Tam says there it's different. Today to make a chalois hektesh, you need pivili boishovin. If you don't have pivili boishovin, it's a special posik in Shavuos. So memele, if you say ain't pivili boishovin, so that's why it's not good. It doesn't have to do with dvorim. Even if dvorim shebelev is ain't on dvorim, but you have to today that a neder should be chal or a hektesh should be chal, you have to have pivili boishovin. The Gemara in Shavuos. Yeah, the Gemara Shuas brings a posik on that. So Rabbeinu Tam is that. So the Rabbeinu Tam is over there. It's different because you need pivili boishovin. It's doimet in idresh goges. The Gemara says that if a person thought that he ate and it was nishba that he didn't eat, is not a chayv korban, is not a chayv ba'avera of shvuas shavua or shvuas sheker, because what he onse libe is he thought that that's what really happened. It's the same inyan of piv libe shavim. That means it doesn't have the criterion of really saying a shvua or a neder. So it's not chal. Avol hoche, this is important, this lashon the Rashba. Avol hoche shayim al mashir b'liboy lemar. Over here, when he sold Teretz Yisrael, or went by the Korban. So he really said what he really wanted to say. He said what he wanted to say. Afal pi she'ein liboy roitze b'mashir goma b'liboy loitze b'piv. That means, in his heart, his decisions were opposite. He really didn't want to have this whole matzav of bringing the carbon or selling it stam. But Beliboy, he was goymer to do what he said beferush. Only Bemis Beliboy, he didn't want it, so that we say dvorim shebelevin on dvorim, that he can't be mevatele. That means he wanted to do it on a certain condition. He wanted to do what he did, to bring the carbon, or to sell his karka, that he wanted to do. But in his mind, he thought that it's only on condition that it'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Of that we say, Dvorim Shebelevein on Dvorim. Then there's the Mishnah. It says, Noidrin Lacharomin V'arogin. If there's a honest, that somebody's coming to, he wants to kill you or something, so you make a nether, you say, Yeosru Kol Peiros Sheboilom Olai, and Beliboy, he's saying Hayoyim, just for one day. He doesn't want to say it for Olaylom, only Hayoyim. So Gemara says, it's called the nether Hayoyim. He didn't say it. It's dvorim shebelev. So over there, the Rashba says shayni osam donusu. Vanan sadi du nishba bizman kotzol yoyso shu yochel. He is a onus. He can't say that it's hayoyim because then the listim wouldn't accept it. So memela we say that because it's onus anan sadi that he means hayoyim. So with that anan sadi, we accept what he meant to say hayoyim. And then he brings that the Reim says ubesefer Reim roisi. That it's a loshen b'nei odom, it's a higher dargah. The Arame says that when people are noider le'arogi, that's how they talk, and they mean to say ayom. It says like lefi the Arame, it's as if he said ayom. Lefi the Rashba, it's only anan sadi. That means lefi the Rashba, it's a dvorim shebelev. But such a dargah of dvorim shebelev, anan sadi, we accept it that it is dvorim. It could be that the Rashba means that there's a certain dargah of dvorim shebelev that it's dvorim even le'rova. Lefi the Yireim, it's not a darg of Dvarim Shebelev, it's he said it bepeh, because the Loshen B'nei Odom, when they talk to Arogim, is not to say Ayoyim, but to mean Ayoyim. This situation is as if he said Ayoyim beferush. I'm talking about the Yireim. The Rashba says on the Yireim, Ve'ein koirin Dvarim Shebelev alok shu soysim Dvorov, u'moysro on the machsheves liboy, b'ma shedalkon shebnei Odom shu mefalshin l'shoinom, b'einam soysmin divrem. When do we call it Dvarim Shebelev? When it's something that person usually says it, and he didn't say it, he was soisim, that's called Dvarim Shebelev. But something that a person doesn't say, and the Loshim B'nei Odom is, not to say it, but to mean it, that's not Dvarim Shebelev. So we have here two Nekudas. That means it's a little bit of Dakus. The Rashba says that it's Anan Sadi Memele, it helps. That means, Lefi the Rashba, there could sometimes be a Dvarim Shebelev, that is called Dvarim, even if Dvarim Shebelev ain't not Dvarim usually Lefi Rova. But this Darga is. The Rain says, we don't know if there's such a Darga. The Rain says that by the Arogin, it's as if he said it Beferush. That's the way people talk. But what if it would be a Darga of Anan Sadi? Maybe that kind of Dvarim Shebelev will still be ain't on Dvarim. Then the Rashba says, Vodet Tanan. Here I'm not 100% sure if he means it a Hemshech of the Rain or on himself. Vodetnan, in Berakam of Nozir it says, if somebody says, Ehei, Arezenos, I will be. Ehei means I will be, or I am. That's all he said. So he's called a Nozir. But he didn't say Nazirus, you need Vatev, if Yafli Lindor Nedor Nozir, or Levatev Bisfosan, you have to say it with your mouth, with your lips, you have to say Mefurish what you mean. You can't just say, Ehei, I will be. The Gemara says that a Nozir is over the front of him. If a Nozir is walking in front of him, could be that's called Yodayim Mechir. Yodayim means a handle. He's starting the sentence with saying, I will be or I am, and he means to say, I am a Nozir. But instead of saying Nozir, there is a Nozir walking by, so we say that it's Mechir. We understand that a person is not stam, so talking words without a meaning. So he means to be like the one who's walking in front of him, a Nozir. Vafal Gavdoloi Pirish. al medvorim shebelev avudvorim. So he says also kivon dav omar ehei v'nozeroi v'lefonov kiilu pireish ehei komoyu she'elu ein yodos nezirus sheribsois on toira. So he says that since a nozer is over l'fonov, it's kiilu he was mefaresh that I will be like him. Because these are the yodos nezirus. So what do you need ribuy of? If you say that kilo is mefarish, so what do you need to say? These are the yodos nezirus sheribso toiro. So it could be if we say like the Rashba said before that anan sadi, and we accept anan sadi, it's a higher dag of dvorim shebelev that it is dvorim, but it's dvorim shebelev. So it could be that's why you need a ribuy of yodos, because by nezirus you have to be levate bisfosai. So the ribuy of yodos brings it up to a dag of levate bisfosai. If we would say like the rain that that's how people talk, it still could be, because by another we don't know if people talk like that. I don't know if there isn't something shchiach that people stand and say, hey, I will be if another happened once that person said a hey. So it could be it's also in this prat like the Rashba that's dvorim shebelev, it's with anan sadi, but kedei that it should be a valid nezirus, you need to say levate bisfosaim. So the ribuy of yodos brings it up to the darge of levate bisfosaim. Then the Rashba says vayti rutzu loy mechuverli. He doesn't like this pshat in hey nozir. The mikol mokem dvorim shebelevin, because there is a chance when a person says a hey, it might be I will be in a tainis in a tzoim, like the Gemara says there. So it's not 100%. It's not called beferush. It's not called mefurush. So even if a nozir is over lefon of mefurush, it's not. So it's still dvorim shebelev. So either Torah was mar beyodos. So you have to, you see from the Rashba here, first you have to get out of dvorim shebelev. You have to say it's anan sadi, it's for 100% sure that that's what he meant. Then you could be mar beyodos to say that it's called levate bisfosai. So the Rashba says, but still, it's still dvorim shebelev. You can't have the levate bisfosai unless you know that that's what he meant to say. It just, it's not tzvosayim, so tzvosayim we get the ribuy. But still it's dvorim shebelev, so the Rashba says, if it's still called dvorim shebelev, so how does it become a nozir? Ba'afilu timtzo loymar, that the Torah was marbe, that maybe such a darga would be called yodos, he says such a possibility, so let's learn out from there, ne'laf mino, because that's what we want to learn out, just like we learned out from Yakri voice that the Torah is kreifer adjiri maroitzani and it's moil. So also from here we should learn out from yodos nezirus that we see on nozir evolifonov and yodos helps, so we should learn out from there that the dvorim shebelev is moil. So you see from the Rashba that he's talking that it's called dvorim shebelev, and we should learn out from there that it's called dvorim shebelev havi dvorim void kashili. Now it's a new kashi, he's asking. Trumas niteles b'machshov. It says v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. The Gemara learns out that trumas niteles b'machshov. Dvorim shebelev ein on dvorim. Alme. So you see that dvorim shebelev is dvorim. Elo. So the Rashba says the kol ki hayloi daiki klal dvorim shebelev. When the Rashba sang a big chiddush. Now this is the famous yisod of the Rashba that he says. The chiyam rinon dvorim shebelev einon dvorim haynu she'einon dvorim levatil mashomar bepiv. When do we say it's einon dvorim? It's not enough of a dvorim to be mevatel what he said with his mouth. It's doime to what we talked before that a machshova can't be mevatel a dibur. So if he said something with his dibur, it's a machshova can't be mevatel his dibur. We could look at it in two ways. Be'etzem, it's doime, but it might not be the same din. If we say that dvorim shebelev ein on dvorim because he said something, and the machshova is called the dvorim shebelev, so it can't be mevatel what he said. Or you could say stam, because machshova is not mevatel a dibur. Dibur is something strong, and even if dvorim shebelev have it dvorim, but it's a machshova, it's a less darga of dibur, and it can't be mevatel. Just like a dibur can't be mevatel a maise, or a dibur the isbe maise can't be mevatel a dibur. That's the Gemara and Daf Nun Tes. So it could be that dvorim shebelev is not mevato dibur. Al koponim, he says, ki amrinon dvorim shebelev eino dvorim anu sheino dvorim levatel mashomo bepiv. Kau dezovin voya blibo itinai shiale li Yerushalayim. Uboim al sovo isi shikran esvuchen kulon. Because he said one thing, and blibo he thought of it something else, so that dvorim shebelev can't be mevato what he said. Not that it's not a dibur, it's a dibur, but it can't be mevato what he said mefurish. אבל כל שאר דברים שבליבי אינם מבטלים מעשה ולא מקיימים, כנוזר, like a nozer that he said, believe to be a nozer, he said, hey, and believe to be a nozer. So over there, it's not something, it's not against, it's not coming to contradict something or to change something that we said. It's coming to be mefarish and to add on to what he said. That he said, hey, and he's saying, a nozer over lefonov, he's saying, hey, that he wants to be a nozer like that. So over there, we say, dvorim shebelev havi dvorim. So Bemis, why do you need a nozer over lefonov? Let a person just say, hey, and vorim shebelev havi dvorim. So that the Gemara says you need yodaim rechichos, or it should be some kind of a yodaim. It has to be some kind of a schola of a dibur. Yeah. So koponim. So we have a yesod from the Rashba that the Rashba said that dvorim shebelev. What the Gemara says lovein on dvorim is only if it contradicts. It does different than what he said, but if it's not different than what he said, like by truma, v'nech shav lochem turmas, he's making truma, and that's why the Rashba says that truma and nozir help. Why? Because he's not doing opposite from what he said. So Rav Shachin and Aviezer asks, it's tomua meoid v'divrei Rashba tmuim meoid, because the Gemara says in Shmos Daf Chavov that there's two things that help in machshava, hekdesh and truma. And it's Shneik, Suvin, Aboim, Keechot, Vein, Melamdin. So, how did the Rashba B'chal ask the Kasha that we should learn now from Terumah, V'nech, Shav, Lechem, Terumaschem, that Dvarim, Shebelev, is Moil, but it's Shneik, Suvin, Aboim, Keechot, Vein, Melamdin. May I time you could have said, why didn't the Gemara bring a Raya? If the Rav Shach is such a Kasha, so you should have asked, why the Gemara, when he said, Menolei, Lerov, Ho, the Gemara should have said, because the Shneik Suvin Aboim Kechodein Melamdin, that Truma and Kodshim help the Machshove, so we see that Baal Medvorim Shebelev Eilam Dvorim, because we're only over there, it's Dvorim. So, that's a Kash. We had quite a few Kashes tonight that we didn't answer. But now we'll go with what Rav Shach says. So Rav Shach says like this, it can't be that Dvorim Shebelev Avi Dvorim, that Chalois, a new Kinyan, a new Maiser should help Belev. He didn't say anything, he didn't do anything. It's not Mistabra. I saw Reb Baruch Ber also says from Reb Chaim, a new Kinyan, a Maisa, a Kinyan, a Chalois can't help the Levin, can't help the Machshova. Only the Pshat is, by Truma, the Havamina that the Rashba said we could have learned out from Truma, even though it's Shneik Suvin Abayim Kechot, because the Torah was Marbe. Let's say the Torah was Marbe that you could do Truma b'machshova, but still, there's a Dvorim Shebelev, that means Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim means what he says there is because he should have said it and he didn't say it. Since he didn't say it, so Einon Dvorim. So that we still have by Truma. Why didn't he say it? If he didn't say it, so it's Einon Dvorim. We can only say that Truma helps B'machshova if we have a Dibur B'machshova, that from that we go on to say that Truma helps B'machshova. But if you don't have a Dibur B'chla, you don't have anything, so Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim. So, Mele, you have to say, if the Torah said, V'nech shav lachem terumaschem, so terumah helps b'machshova. So you have to say that that machshova, that dibur, was a dibur, dvorim shebelev, and from that dvorim shebelev, we say, you can even make a new kinyan. So to make new kinyanim, new chalois, we have shnei ksuvin aboim kechot, hektish and terumah. But be'alme, if it's not a new kinyan, if it's just a t'nai or something added on, so that we could do, it's dvorim shebelev, have it dvorim. The Moshe by Lemesek Adaita the Go Teretz Yisrael. So he's not making a Nuchalos Adrabe. Is what if you say Havid Dvorim, it's taking off. It's making that the Kinyan shouldn't be a Kinyan. So that we would say that Havid Dvorim, that we could, that the Rashba said we should have learned out from Teruma, that Hif, that Chelik from Teruma, and that the Rashba says that if it comes to contradict what he did, so then we say Einon Dvorim. So it would be, I would like to learn Pshat in the Rashba that it really means that Bemes, we see that it's Havid Dvorim, there is Dvorim, but it can't be Soyser what he said. Maybe it really means the Deen of that Machshova can't be Mevatel Adibor, even though the Rashba himself doesn't say it. He just learns the term of Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim. But it does say, Kol Sha Dvorim Shebelibe Einon Mevatli Maisa Velo Mekaimin. He might mean, just like what we said before, the whole derech, that just like a dibur can be mevatel a maisa, it means a machshova, as valid as it is, but it's not as strong enough to be mevatel a dibur. Rav Shach goes on to say an interesting thing. He wants to be metar to Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger, in the end of Nara Murasa, the Gemara says that hakoma belev is hakoma. That means a father or a husband, he has a reshus, a schus, in his daughter or his wife's nedarim, either to be mefer and be mevato the neder, to cut off the neder, or to be mekayim and say he wants the neder, then the neder is kayim and he can't cut it off anymore. He has a schus either hafora or kiyum. So over there it says that a kiyum shebelev helps. If in his mind he thought I'm mekayim it, it helps even in the middle of the day, even though a kiyum and hafora has to be biyum shomay. So how do we learn it out? The Ran says we learn out from since we say shtika biyom shama is hakoma, he kept quiet all day till the shkia, and he didn't use his chus of being mefer, or so memela we say he meant to be mekayim. So the same thing in the middle of the day is also hakoma if he thought positively that he wants the neder. So Rabbi Kiveger asked, what's the right? If he was shoysek biyom shama, the whole day was quiet. So we say it's umdenedemucha chanan tzadi that he wants the neder. Why didn't he cut it off? Why didn't he be mefer? But in the middle of the day, there's no Anan Tzadi. He still has time left. Maybe he's still going to be Mefer and cut it off. Maybe he doesn't like it. So what's the Rayev from Shtika B'yom Shoma Itakoma Belev B'emtzayon? So now Rav Shach says that the Pshat is like this. Even if we say Shtika B'yom Shoma, it's Hakoma, but it's a new Chalois. It's a Hakoma is a Pe'ula. It's a, like a new Kinyan, a new Chalois. So there's a Chalois, a pe'ula that's called hakoma. And if we say shtika b'yom shoma is moil, that means that hakoma helps belev. And if we say hakoma helps belev and it's a new maisa, a new kinyan, so we also have to say that dvorim shebelev is dvorim, because if it wouldn't be dvorim, there wouldn't be hakoma to start out with. So memela, we learn out that even b'em tzayoyim, dvorim shebelev of hakoma helps. But b'em said shver, and he himself asked, why does the Gemara in Shavuos say that a kektish and trum is shnei ksuvin arbaim kechel, we also would have a comma, which would be shleisha ksuvin arbaim kechel. That's how he wants to say in Rabbi Kiveger. There's a Rambam in Maaser Sheni. So he said that he's poided this money on these pears. The Rambam is talking about Peter Maaser Sheni. He says, even if he didn't say beferish, he just put the money there. And he said that this should be connected that. So any tzarich lefarish, v'yotzu ha'peris lechulin, v'yalo ha'mois l'Yerushalayim v'yotzim shom. And the Magia, in the old Tfusim, it's printed right next to the Rambam, and in the Gro, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, he brings it as a Ravid. The Magia says, v'usha asukin b'yisa inyan. So Gro says that the Pshat is, because we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that Kiddush Noyim Medaberim Al Iskei Gito V'Kiddusha, that the Gemara says in Daf Vov in Kiddushin, and the same Achloikis is Lekabi Maaser Sheni. It's the same Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Here it says, Oyim Medaberim Yisha Al Iskei Gito V'Kiddusha V'Nosim Al Gito V'Kiddusha V'Loi Pireh. She didn't say Ariat Mekudeshes, only why? He was talking about the Kiddushin, gave her money. Rabbi Yosim Al Dayer, Rabbi Doim Al Tzorich Lefarish. And the Gemara says, "Lefir Rabbi Yosi Busha Asukin Boisa Inyan." So the Gra says that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that Asukin Boisa Inyan is Kiddushin, and also by Maaser Sheni. It says, "Ad kam lepolig Rabbi Yosi ala b'di'evet v'chein begitin b'kiddushin." That means lechatchila poy de Maaser Sheni. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to say that is poy de al mois alolu. But b'di'eved it helps. Shom Yerushalmi tzorich lefarish zeh gidich v'zeh kiddushich v'och zeh pidyon maaser sheni. So lechatchila, even like Rabbi Yosi, you have to say it. But if b'di'eved v'im loy pireish eloif rishmois bilvad is called a pidyon v'yotzah pirish lechulin. So the Gro says v'arayved kosav v'usha asukin boiso inyan o'im inyan le'inyan boiso inyan k'moshom ha'per kamet de kiddushin. But the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that you have to have a sukin boisinian. That means even without a sukin boisinian, it still would be a pidyon ma'aser sheni. And we say that the same machlokes of kiddushin is the same machlokes legabe ma'aser sheni. So we see that we say that dvorim shebelev havi dvorim legabe, if it's muchach, it's like by a nozir, hey, there is a nozir, so a sukin boisinian. But the Rambam says even without a sukin boisinian. That means the Rambam is medame the inyan of ma'aser sheni with Gittin and Kiddushin. So that Rav Shach has a derech, like why be'emes it should be like that. The Gemara says in Shavuos that there's only two things. There's a Tosefta that the Ran brings from Masechta Kala in Rabbeinu Tam when he asked Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim, and he said Oilo, and he meant Shlomim, that's not Kedusha, so he brings a Tosefta from Maseches Kala. Maizen de Rabbi Akiva, Shoya Nishba Bisfosov, it brings the Maizen of Rabbi Akiva as Maseches Kala. The Gemara says, Maizen de Rabbi Akiva, Pamachas Oyuzkenim Yoshvim Beshar, Vovru Lifnem Shnei Tinoikos. Two boys were going by, Echot Kiso Es Roshoy, Echot Gilo Es Roshoy. One had a kippah on his head and one didn't have. Zeshe Gilo Es Roshoy, Reb Lezer Oymar Mamzer. He said he's a Mamzer, he has Azus. Mamzer is a Az. Rabbi Shoymar Ben Anido. Rabbi Kiva Oymar Mamzer U Ben Anido. He had both Chesronis. Omolo El Rabbi Kiva, Heach Molacho Libcho Laver Divrei Chavirecho. How do you say different than what your rabbis, your Chavirim said, that you say they're both? Omolo En Ani Akei Menu. I'll show you that I'm right. Holach Eitzelimo Shel Tinek Vroshi Yosheves Umecheres Kitni Es Bashuk. Omolo Biti. If you answer my question sincerely, I'll mavtiach you, you promise you'll get to Olam Haba. Omolo Yishovali. So bin nishba, swear to me that you'll bring me l'chay Olam Haba. Hoyo Rabbi Akiva nishba bisfosov umevatel belibri. Omolo b'neich ze. That means he was nishba that you'll come l'chay Olam Haba. But he was mevato belibo. He really didn't mean the shua because he meant that it wouldn't be like that. Omar lo, yester bneich zemativ, this son, this one that's without a kippah, what's with him? Omar lo, kshenichnasti lechupo nido isi, upiresh mimeni bali, ubolai sheshvini. That means she was mezane, kala shezin, so besoy chuposo. Boyoli ben ze, nimtzo atinuk mamzer, uben anido. Omru Godo loyo Rabbi Akiva kshein chishes raboisov. Boisov shomru Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher gilo soidei l'Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. No. So Rabbi Natam asks, so what was he nishba bepiv umevatel besfosov? My damrina maseres kala from Rabbi Akiva. Kosovo Rav writes dvorim shebelev einon dvorim. What is it? So the shvuah should be chal. So how does he say mevatel belibay as if the shvuah is not chal? Shaini osam doine save shomule Rabbi Akiva yechato megis dait cholach lo kal divrei Rabbi Secho. He was an onus. That's called the onus when they told him that he's cholach al divrei Rabbi Secho. Here he says Rabbi Secho. In our gears in Maseches Kala it says chavirecho. The Gros Geres in Maseches Kala is Geres Al Divrei Rabbi Secho. So it says Al Divrei Rabbi Secho. So he was an onus. He couldn't say Mefurish that he doesn't mean the Shvuah. Mipnei Kach Utzrach Lo Ichiach Es Dvorav. Mikivan Demitech Oines Ave havekilu pirish, and it's like noidrin la'arogim v'la'charomim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's kilu pirish because it's mitoch oines, either it's because it's anan sadi, or that's how people talk. So memela, the Rabbi Akiva, that he was mevatel beliboy, is anan sadi, so that's why it was moil his bito. So be'oines is different. And the Ramban, pirish, the chi amrina mit Rabbi Akiva sheir mevatel beliboy, lav beliboy mamish koma, eloloim ashloim ashmiya loozno, yavon moitzi yoy biswas, it was like whispering. That means the whisper, even though nobody could hear it, nobody heard it, it's not a dvorim shebelev, it's already called bedibur. And that dibur was like a meseres moido, it means that he was bedibur, he was mevatel shvur. So bedibur, he could be mevatel it. So we have here a machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Ramban, it's mashma lefi the Ramban, such a anan tzadi wouldn't help. This, what he was a onus, that means, he doesn't say anan tzadi, but this was he was a onus, and he couldn't say what he wanted to say, lefi the Rabbeinu Tam, it's kilu pirish, because by a matzav of oines, that's the maximum that he could say. I would even be moisif lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the pshat is, the dvorim shebelev, we said, why isn't it dvorim? Because he should have said it, and he didn't say it. But by oines, he couldn't say it. So memele, by that case, it's called dvorim shebelev, kilu pirish. But the Ramban says it's not enough to say that. The Ramban says you have to say it beferush, and it wouldn't be enough to say that he's an onus. You would have to say it bepe. One more inyan there is here is of if you need a tonight kofel. Well, that we'll just mention bekitzer. That Tosfos asks, it's mashma that if he would say that he's going up, he's selling it al das to go to Eretz Yisrael, so it would be mevato the mechira if he didn't go. I need it tonight, kofel. So Tosfos says that Rashbam says that bedine isurim, you need a tonight kofel, like by kiddushin. If you make a tonight, you need to say a tonight kofel. But by dine momenos, you don't need a tonight kofel. And the Rishonim ask on him, Tosfos himself is that tonight b'nei God or b'nei Reuven is talking by Momen, it's Chalukah Seretz Yisrael, unless you say that the Rashbam holds that Chalukah Seretz Yisrael is also a din of Yisurim, it's Nogea, a lot of things, it's Nogea, that's Koyvei Alagabi Shemitahs V'yoyvelos, each one is no Kol Echod V'echod Makir Eschelkoy, it's Nogea Bikur, maybe that's called Yisurim, and Meitzad Sheni, there's Gemaras in Nidorim, and Legabi Rab Meir himself, that he holds Mikla Lava Toshmei Ain Loyam Rinam because he holds a Tanai Kovel, and the Gemara says that Momenus is different than Isurim. By Isurim we would say Mikla Lava Toshmei Ain. Forget that you don't need a Tanai Kovel, and by Momen you do. And the Isurim Sheesh Boy Momoina is like Momen. So that's a big Indian. And the Re says, Tosfos brings Bishem the Re, that there's Chilukim. צריך לחלק. יש דברים שאינם צריכים תנאי כובל או גילוי מילסה דנן צדי, דעדי תדוח יוביד is enough. And he says the one that went up to Eretz Yisrael, אוים דין שלקחו יו בדייתו, כמו כן ענן צדי, דלוי זובן עדי תלמייס הכדר, אלו עדי תלמייס הכדר ארץ ישראל. Sometimes the גילוי מילסה is enough ענן צדי. And יש דברים דה אפילו גילוי מילסה לוי בוי. Sometimes you need a גילוי מילסה like he did some kind of act to be מרמס. But sometimes you don't even need that because it's so clear that that's what he meant. And sometimes you need even a Tanai Kofel. So you see from the read that the din of Tanai Kofel is bemis only to make sure that he means that not only on this side do I want it, also if it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be. Because if he wouldn't make a Tanai Kofel, we would think that bemis is masking. But by the cases that the read says a Gilui Mil says enough, or even a Gilui Mil says you don't need, so there it's clear, so you don't need a Tanai Kofel. So Tanai Kofel just helps for the umdin. That's what I wanted to say about this. And we're talking about Kibudav, like the parasha of Esav and Yaakov. So the Medrash says that Esav was Mekayim Kibudav in the most than anybody. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel said he was Mekayim Kibudav. Nobody else was Mekayim just like he did. And he didn't come to half of the Kibudav of Esav. So Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, when I'm Mechabit my father, I wear Begadim Meluchlochim, that's a Lashon HaMedrash. And when I go out the street, I wear nice clothes. Esav, when he went out the street, he wore regular clothes, and when he was Mishamish, his father, he said, Ein Kvodeh Shalabo Elo Bebigdei Malchus, and he wore. Why Reb Shimon ben Gamliel didn't do what Esav did, that I don't know, Bidyuk. That we'll have to think about. Akoponim, that's what it says. So we have to have against Esav at least a kibudava, hidur mitzvah, what Esav did, we have to do much more. So we brought a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Avimi had five children, Bnei Samchi. And he says, Kigoin, Rabavo said, Rabavo had a son, Avimi. And Avimi had five children, Bnei Samchi. Kigoin, Avimi, Bri, Kiei Mitzvahs Kibud. Because whenever Rabavo came to the house, he said, Avimi didn't let anybody of his children open the door, only he himself opened the door for his father for Kibudav. Then the Gemara says that Yoimachad, the father asked him for Rabavo, he asked him to drink water. Till he brought the water, Nimne. So his father, Rabavo, was sleeping, he fell asleep, and Avimi stood there with the water. Istaya Milsa, while he was standing there with the water, Istaya Milsa, he had a siyata d'shmaya, and he understood one of the pshatim in Rashi, is that he understood pshat in Mizmor La'osof, Elokim bo goyim benachlo secho, timo secho l'kodshecho. So it should be kino La'osof. Elo, he understood, while he was standing there, bidyuk, he understood that kilo chamose beitzim avonim. Because if not, kilo chamose beitzim avonim, so it would have been no nishtayim miklal Yisrael, nothing. So what's the shaykhis? That because he was standing there, that's why he was nishtayim milsa, that he understood the inyan of kino la'osof. Although the pshat is, it says, when the klal Yisrael is in a high madrega, and the binyan beis hamikdash is begolui, it's like tefillin shel rosh. It says, v'rov kol am yotz, k'shem Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko. Elu tefillin shel berosh. Tefillin shel berosh has the shin. Shin is Rosh Hashanah, says in the Kadmonim. Shin is Rosh Hashanah, Shem Hashem Nikro. But Cholila, by the Zman of the Chorban, is together with Tfilin Shel Yad, it's Behester, it's not Begolui. And we don't have the Shem Hashem Nikro Alecho. And it's not Yoru Mimeko. So what happens to the Shin? The Shin changes around, the Osius and comes Yoshen. Like it says, Homan said, Yeshno Yamecho, Yoshen Weli Keim Shalelu. Or it says that it says in the Medrash, it says Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er. That means it's Bekilu Begeda that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Cholil. It means the Bebchinas, the Zashpos Bebchinas Yoshen V'Libi Er. The Tefillin Shel Yad is connected to the Lev. That means Ani Yeshena B'Matzav Yeshena. So the Libi is there. It's like Begeda of Tefillin Shel Yad. So that the Shin is like Yoshen. And it says, "Vayikatz ki yoshen Hashem ki gibor misrunen miyain vayach tzor of ocher cher pasolam nosan lomay." So there's a pchina of yoshen, and Homan understood that this man of the Churban was behester upon him was like begeder yoshen. When Avimi stood by his father, and his father was sleeping, b'emtzi he didn't have a chiyuv so much of kibudav. He made a hidur mitzvah in kibudav. Bizchus tad hidur, and he was machshiv his sleeping father as a father that's up and awake, and his heir, and he has to be mekayim kibud. He made that hidur, was machshiv his father so much, and he understood that even when he's sleeping, b'matzav of yoshen, but he's a father. So that he understood also that Kodesh Baruch Hu, even there's a b'chin of yoshen, but it's a father. A father doesn't give oinchim and poronos. A father has a tochnit, he has a chinuch. He's saving on his son, even though he's doing something that looks like it's a oynish, but be'emes, it's only for our good, that kilo chamose beitzim avonim, that's why it's a mizmor loss of, and it's all for our good.